prepared to forsake their messengerhood, their apostleship, just to be from amongst the followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without us asking, without any effort on our part, without any intervention from our side. And to understand it, then we will have to understand it from those who have already understood it. If we want to become men, then we will have to stay in the company of those who are already men. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about men, rijal, that they were people who had hearts, they were such people who were not beguiled and fooled and were not deceived by where deen may have seemed to have been so difficult to practice upon, then they will make us understand and they will make it not a burden and it will become pleasurable to practice upon deen. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said to him, brother, you are living here in Karachi. And Karachi, wherever you go, it seems like the whole world has come here. You go to the railway station, it's just a subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time, a student came to our illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasullah Ali in the Darul Uloom in Azadpur. And he said, Hazrat, we must practice upon sunnah and to eat in earthenware and earthen pots, etc. This is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we shouldn't use this porcelain plates, etc. We should use earthenware. Because in the same way, many a time we may seem to have the same spiritual maladies, but when we go to a physician like we have within our midst, then the diagnosis and the prescriptions will be different. If you want to understand how to practice upon deen, and you want to understand how to reform ourselves and how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the form passed on. You know, Muhammad is passed on. Ismail, whatever the individual's name may have been, the body is still there, but the soul is gone. And like this body gets sick, and this body suffers from spiritual, from physical ailments, like that of diabetes and heart problems and stroke and cholesterol and blood pressure, whatever the case may be, they climb that ladder of success which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us. Then we can be successful in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Give me tawfiq, first of all, to realize what I have said. Thereafter, everybody else, because again, as for the teaching of my illustrious Shaykh, that my ears are closest to my mouth before the words can even emit and come to see.
With the conveniences which Allah Ta'ala has given us, we have lost ourselves in it. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't snatch it away from us because of our disobedience. Or give us tawfiq to turn and use it for His obedience, inshaAllah. Before we carry on, you'll find that this whole program has been structured quite nicely. That alhamdulillah, there's saying that we should accept every law and adopt it practically. By adopting any other path, we'll be following the path of shaitan. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. This includes aqaid or beliefs, ibadat, formal acts of worship, mu'amalat, our dealings, is to save them from the inconvenience and annoyance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam summed up this lofty concept of behavior and conduct both beautifully and comprehensively in the following hadith. The true Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand Muslims are saved. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadihi. Any act as the other refrained from causing harm, although she did not engage in much optional acts of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the first as an inmate of hell, and the second as an inmate of paradise. The need for proper observance of mu'ashara is of great importance, than mu'amalat, the business dealings. Rectitude in mu'ashara always is a way of simplicity. There is great blessings as well as sweetness and comfort in simplicity. While everyone desires simplicity and a simple lifestyle, pride and the thought of disgrace prevent them from adopting a simple conduct of life. Despite the great importance of mu'ashara, numerous people amongst the general masses and some among the scholars offer excuses, neighbors, in-laws, family members, teachers, students, friends, etc. have all been explained. It is necessary for every person to find out the rights of others on him. He must then endeavor to fulfill the rights of all concerned. As for his own rights, he should not demand them, but rather make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fulfillment of these rights. Your vehicle stayed here, the bus stayed in the airport, the aeroplane went to the other airport, but you continued on the journey. Said your soul like that came from alam-e arwah, and then you went, and you're in the dunya, after that you are placed in the grave, and your soul continues with this journey. And many other very complex things with beautiful analogies from real life situations, Maulana
صلِّم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي يؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله العظيم. First things first, we'll translate the beautiful poem of our Shaykh. I bring me the mail socket. Now somebody who didn't, he's not an apprentice. He came first day there and he thought he's going to learn plumbing and he's going to learn electrical work. And he's hearing here about female socket and male socket. He say, where am I? What's happening here? So until we don't understand the terminology, we don't get the right meaning. The beginning of the surah, we read that Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained that man was not existent at one time. Allah ta'ala created man, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, from him Hawa alayhi salam, from Jannat Allah sent them into this world, and then mankind started coming into this world. And to the husband semen and the wife semen, the ovum, that mixes, and then Allah ta'ala makes the child. Or it refers to the semen of the man, and that semen is made of blood, and blood is made of the food that we eat, and all a variety types of food that goes in and then makes. Allah ta'ala says, it is in this way that we created this man. Nabtalih, hum palatte rahe usko. And then we keep on changing him. That is, his condition keeps on changing right from the beginning. First he was just a drop of sperm, then he became a clot of blood, and then he became his worldly benefits, that I must walk here, I must be careful for this rock here, I must be careful for this. But his spiritual life, that Allah made him an animal, hasn't got that, because they are not answerable to Allah Ta'ala. Man is answerable, so Allah Ta'ala gave him that capability, that in his making effort in making the Quran Sharif alive in the various ways, this is also Allah's way by which he is guiding us and showing us the right road. So Allah has made it very, very clear. All this Allah Ta'ala says, Inna hadaynahu sabil imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Now it is up to him. He can just give him a small bribe and everything can be over. Or he faces the consequences, he takes the ticket and he goes and pays properly. There's consequences to that. And even worse than that, if he was well over the speed limit, and now by law he has to be locked up in jail. Now one is, you opt. So this difficulties of this world, that is what is called that mujahada that we have to make. That we see the easy way out, but we don't, which is against the command of Allah. We don't opt for that.